Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
What I love about this forum in general is the idea that me and you can give our thoughts and we can be so passionate about it in one direction. And then there are people that feel differently. And so I like that. I want to know how they got there, though, because I don't think I'll ever get to a spot where I'm clamoring for Deshaun Watson to play football for the Browns.
We're going to get to that in just a second. But to recap today so far, Joe Flacco in a sixth rounder traded to Cincinnati for a fifth rounder. I didn't care for the move. Then we got into the conversation, of course, of what happens at the backup spot. And both JP and I heard through various ways that we could see Bailey Zappe as the backup and then Deshaun Watson as the third stringer, which would mean there would be some sort of a roster move coming from the Cleveland Browns. Now, that could also mean Shador goes to the practice squad. There could be a lot of things that go on here. Now, while we have that, Deion Sanders was asked about the news that the Browns traded Joe Flacco away, and he gave what can only be described as a very Deion Sanders-esque answer.
Flacco, yeah, I got that Cincinnati text during practice.
I was just wondering what your reaction
care.
Is.
I don't give a damn about the Browns at all. I care about the Colorado Buffaloes. I do love me some Shador Sanders. Don't believe that. I care about him. The rest of that mess, I don't. Okay, I'm a coach trying to win just like they're trying to win games, but I could care less of who they traded. I'm pretty sure Pack is going to get on his podcast and do what he does and break it down to you and for you. Ain't you, Pack?
Okay. Feels like you could really, if you really were like into like reading through somebody's messaging, you could read through that and what it might mean for Shador.
Well, yeah, obviously, if you're reading through that, it means that Deion's very done with the Browns.
Yeah.
And he's clearly getting the impression from Shador that things aren't going very well. It would align with what we had heard about the depth chart and the standing of the depth chart, even though I still think that's completely nonsensical.
I knew this season was going to be bad. All right. I feel
Shador's
like
not going to get a chance, is he?
I feel like I was first on the moon on this one. I believe you were. I mean, if I was Neil Armstrong, you're whoever touched down right after
are
that.
Are you going to say something that I really think I was first on now?
No.
Okay, what were you
Wait,
first
would
on?
Would you like to?
I don't know.
No, the fact the Browns were going to be incredibly bad this year.
Oh, right? No, that's you. Yeah, that's you. Yeah. You were so far ahead of everyone. You planted the flag, and then everyone else was in spaceships behind you.
Okay. Yeah, and I actually left, and I was like, oh, you're going there?
You're like, we've done that.
Yeah.
Been there.
I mean, it's nice, but it's the moon. But you don't have to be a dumpster fire. And this is, to me, where, like, be a competent 4-13 team. You don't have to be a dumpster fire. And if you had no intention of playing Shador this year, I don't care how many jerseys it sold. You shouldn't have drafted the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You just shouldn't have.
Right.
And honestly,
especially when you know in 2026, you're going to take a quarterback.
And we will get to some of the calls here because you are correct. There are people who do want to see Deshaun Watson play again, and we'd like to give them the forum to have this conversation, right? But again, there's no valid reason to play Deshaun again other than you owe him a lot of money. But the idea that you're going to save face on this is, honestly, it's dumpster fire logic. So the one credit I could give Stefanski and Barry over the last 5 years is, well, I don't always like it, but it always makes some semblance of sense. Today, we jumped the shark. Today.
Yeah, none of this makes sense.
Like, none of this really makes sense to
me,
and I don't really care for any of it. And
what world are they living in, Nick, where they think that Shador not playing this season and then playing Deshaun is the right answer, or even Bailey Zappe? Like, I feel like I'm living in La La Land here. Like, this is wild to me. How did we get to a spot where Shador is, and Deion is clearly dejected with good reason, because he doesn't have any faith that the Browns are going to be able to pull this thing off in any sort of way. He seems to think that they're just jerking Shador around as well. And like, it just, it feels that way. It reads that way right now. And it doesn't make sense to me. If I was trying to coach for my job, if I was trying to GM for my job, if I was trying to make a way that I could stay in the NFL, I try to win a lot of games. Try to win as many as I could. Shador gives you that opportunity. Deshaun Watson does not.
216-474-0092. Let's see here. Cameron in Lakewood, would you like to see Deshaun Watson again?
I would not like to see Deshaun Watson play here again. I think if we let him get on that field, we are really trying to lose and tank for something in the draft. Big fan of you guys. Want to make it short and sweet. But, they don't want to see Deshaun. I don't want to see Deshaun. I think it was a good play to get rid of Flacco, though. You know, tell him congratulations on all his success, and see you later.
All right, real quick, Cameron. Cameron, before you go, if Joe Flacco leads the Bengals to the playoffs, will you keep that energy?
I'm going to keep that energy. Congratulations on all their success. But let's be honest. That guy's going to go to Cincinnati, and it's going to be the same as it was here. He's going to be running in slow motion, and he's going to throw all these picks, and he's going to sell the franchise.
All right, Cameron, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Cameron.
He said nice things about us, and you know, we do like when people say nice things about us.
Didn't hear much after that, if we're being honest.
There was like when somebody told us Deshaun Watson, and I heard Shador Sanders as the third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
I just heard what I wanted to hear. Now, I'll say, I believe Cameron when he says he's going to keep that same energy. I don't believe most Browns fans are going to handle it properly if Joe goes to Cincinnati the first time he has like a Jamar Chase 160-yard game.
I got a video. Sorry, we put the video out there, and I got a comment off that video. And the person is like, "Jonathan, you're basically just insulting the Browns fans' intelligence when you make the suggestion that we won't, we'll find a way. You'll find a way to put this on Stefanski if he's going to a better situation. Like he's got Jamar Chase and he's got all these players. It's gonna like." It's not a one-for-one, and I was like, it just doesn't make sense to me. You guys are going to lose your mind. I'm going to lose my mind. That's how I know you guys are going to lose your mind. I'm going to lose my mind. And yes, we will get to blame Stefanski. In many measures of this, we'll get to blame Stefanski for why the Bengals could make Flacco look good, and he couldn't look good here this time around.
But because of the timing, because of the value of a fifth into a sixth into a fifth, and then just everything else, trading it to a division rival, Andrew Berry's on the line on this one for me as well.
Doesn't everything read that they're just not really trying to win games at all? I know, like, shocker for everyone, but like, think about it. When you have Joe Flacco for the first four games, you can put out there that Joe Flacco was the leader and Joe Flacco was the voice of the locker room and all that other stuff, and that stayed intact. But you had him in golden handcuffs. You had him doing short game stuff. You had him not being the real Joe Flacco. That's strike one. Strike two is going to Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shador Sanders, but going to Dylan Gabriel and watching him play week five, his first game, and basically just 5 yards, 6 yard passes, 7 yard passes, 5 yard passes, nothing really spectacular. And then continuing on with that to then go into Bailey Zappe or Deshaun Watson and not playing Shador. You can't tell me this is a serious attempt at trying to win games. It's the exact opposite of that. It's mind-blowing to me. They're like, maybe Stefanski and Andrew Berry really do know that they have their job for 3 years beyond this, because they're not coaching and they're not making moves that suggest that they have any urgency attached to their job.
So can I tell you, it's not just not trying to win. It's also not trying to be successful beyond this year, right? Like, Shador doesn't just have implications this year. It's the same reason why, like, guys, I don't think Dylan...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Allen's a starting quarterback. I think he's a backup. I could be wrong, but I think at best, he's a guy, he's going to be lefty Colt McCoy, right? But I was all for, okay, listen, it's a little early, but I understand you need to spark the team and find out what you have in Dylan. That logic should continue on throughout the rest of the year. Whether Dylan starts for the rest of the season or not, that logic should continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you abandon that logic, like, there is 0 point, and clip this, because I guarantee you, because that's everybody's afraid of, oh gosh, what if I'm wrong? Who gives a rat's butt? Like, seriously, I'm trying to edit myself now. 0.0% chance Deshaun is ever good in Cleveland again. Zero.
Right.
And by the way, 0.0% chance Bailey Zappe does anything.
Agreed.
In Cleveland.
Agreed. They're not playing to win games. They're not coaching to win games. They're not trying to actually give an attempt.
It feels like they're trolling a certain amount of Browns.
It does. You talk about like insulting fans' intelligence. Like that's what the Browns are doing right now. It feels like they're insulting your intelligence. They're trying to put off this facade as if they're actually giving a damn, and they're just not. And the only way you do that, only way you do that is when you have the assurances that you have your job for as long as they think that they do. It's mind-blowing.
I do like how I was super upset in the last
segment.
And now
segment. I got super upset.
And I think what happened is you came around to the idea that they might be serious about this.
I know, because at first, the first 15 minutes, I just took it as a joke.
Uh-huh.
And there's a part of me that I thought
the person was trolling us.
I thought the person was trying to maybe even rage bait me that we got this from a little bit, because it was so nonsensical in my brain. Like, I couldn't compute it. It wasn't adding up. And now we got to a spot where this organization is so stupid at times, and they're so dumb with what they do, and they're insulting to so many people's intelligence constantly, that they might go down this road and act as if they were actually trying to do something while obviously accomplishing nothing, and the real goal being a 2 or 3 win season, because they're going for the draft pick while in turn trying to keep you interested the entire time. It's right up their alley, and it makes me so angry.
Ken in Cuyahoga Falls, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hey. So I got two things. Jonathan, I'm gonna upset you after I tell.
Why? I just told you I'm upset. Why do you want to upset me more?
Well, because you're not okay. So first of all, you realize since they traded the captain, the new leader is Deshaun Watson in the quarterback room.
No, he's not.
Oh yeah.
No, he's not. No one's taking any leading.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me how he's a leader.
You'll see. You'll see.
What will I see?
Anyway, hold on.
I wouldn't put him in charge to lead a 7-Eleven, nonetheless a football team.
I understand that. Who is the leader? Shador?
That was mean.
I understand that. I said that for Dick because I know he doesn't like when people put out some great names wrong. But anyway, seriously.
Jeff Shadell's a better leader than Deshaun Watson, by the way.
You know what they did today? You know what they did today when they traded old man today? They told the vets, season's over. You may not like that. But who do they have? Zippy Zappy? Deshaun?
I just want you to give nicknames for all the quarterbacks.
Seriously. But also, I'm going to tell you, hey, Jonathan.
Yes, Ken.
Shador, as soon as he starts a game, he's going to go Buffalo, Roman. You realize that. He's got bad habits
that he cannot break.
You may not like that. But look what he did the last preseason game. Bad habits are hard to break. You know what it's like. I do.
You know,
I saw a lot of people.
Ken, we got a boogie, buddy, but we appreciate it.
You know,
if only there was like designated people within an organization that would like work with these players, and they could like come up with like ways to help a player. I'm thinking of a word, not a teacher. Not like a professor, but like they were paid to like to help develop talent. Gosh, what's that called?
Which, by the way,
oh, coach.
Yeah, by the way, they've been telling everyone that they have been coaching them up. So think about this: they go from the whole rap sheet report. First off, it started with Ross Tucker a couple weeks ago, right? And then obviously now you have the rap sheet report from over the weekend that says like, yep, they're spending extra time, but they're coaching them up, and the improvement Shador has made. The improvements to then demote him to the practice squad?
All right.
Like the improvements to then go Bailey Zappe and then Deshaun Watson? So you, the quarterback whisperer, can't take that talent, and all you do is get him to a spot where he can't beat out Deshaun Watson and Bailey Zappe? Doesn't seem like much of a coach to me there, Nick.
I think I have something that will be the opposite of rage baiting for Jonathan. And I don't know how much stock we should put into it.
Is it like a picture of my 2-week-old daughter? Because that might be the only thing that gets me out of this right now.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
But actually, that'd be a little weird if you're getting photos of my 2-week-old daughter.
That would be very.
And I'm not even getting them.
She looks like 25% Hungarian. Oh, wait, actually, no, because Elise is half Hungarian.
I mean, that's.
That's a 75% Hungarian baby if I've ever seen one. 216474.
That belongs to be Danny.
We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
All right. What do you make of this absolute bleep show at quarterback? And the thing that might bring us all back off the ledge here in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.